This is GQDN for February 5th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's the good stuff there. And by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of good stuff. Lots of great flavors. Once you go get your flavors, put in the promo code Quest, and you get 25% off of your purchase. And by stackup.org, great community. In today's news, WWE roster has been released for 2K25. How would you like to get a record, a soundtrack incoming, and players are rising up for multiverses. But we begin today with Eurogamer because one of the bosses are under fire for a huge Nintendo-esque salary because a game went under decline. And that's Puzzles and Dragons. The developer is gung-ho, and he is under fire from the shareholders. And they're complaining because of the extremely high salary for the president and poor returns for investments. Now, the Strategic Capital, which is an investment advisory firm, did submit a report on behalf of the company's shareholders. And within that report, the biggest salary of President Katsuki Morishita, sorry if I butchered the name, received 340 million yen. And that's similar to the Nintendo president, because he got 360 yen. Now, Gung-ho was relying on the Puzzles and Dragons, which is a mobile game, because his revenue did hit big time since its release in 2012. But in 2014, it started declining. Now, the company did release 20 games since 2012, and that would include some IPs from Disney, Yokai Watch, and the company has not been able to shake the dependence on Puzzle and Dragons. So since that has been going down, he is in troubles. Big troubles. In trouble. Which means the company has gone down to about 500 million yen, and that was peaking in 2014 at 1700 yen. Now, if that was found on Steam, well, you might find some new Steam features. According to PC Games N, some of the new Steam features have been added to the early access games, and they'll be telling you when they were last updated, so that way you know what you're getting into. And the writer did bring up Heroes of the Storm from back in the day as a part of the example, but they were also talking about some of the indie games as well on how that works, so that way you could avoid a launch like No Man's Sky and Cyberpunk 2077. And that would also go into the monetary games, aka free-to-play. But they did say that some of the games may never leave early access, so like a Power World or Seven Days to Die. But you'll be able to see how it works. I will have to check my Steam to see how it works, but you'll be able to see the early access games and see if they've been updated or not. Now, that will not be on Nintendo Switch 2 as far as what we know. But Games Radar did say, well, here's what we're thinking about the prices that they will be. So maybe I'm way out of whack, okay? They are thinking it'll be about $400, because there was a Q&A call after the latest Nintendo financial results, and the president, Shintaro Furuta, did offer some insight. And he said that they are still focused on affordability for the customers that are expecting Nintendo products. And they did go into what they would expect from Nintendo Switch 2. And it'd be the estimates of the rumors and leaks, where the console would be somewhere, well, technology would sit somewhere between PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. Or basically Xbox One to Xbox X and S, technology-wise. And that's why they're thinking it's $400. We'll see what happens. But too bad, the game will not be there. But fans are really defending it. IGN says the fans of Multiverses wants to keep the game. In fact, there's a new hashtag up on Twitter and other social medias, Blue Sky, Facebook, so on, so on. It's Save Multiverses. And right now, it is trending. In fact, Milk just says Save Multiverses showed a person, it's a drawing, EMT was trying to save somebody's life. And Cartoon Base, showing some artwork there as well, fully colored, of everybody on the DC side, DC and Warner Brothers side, and to bring back Banjo did say, quote, game dies, they finally start clever marketing, they actually improve the gameplay. Yeah, sounds about right. In fact, a Reddit user did say, quote, I know everybody's been playing the blame game when there likely isn't a single individual or even group who deserves the entirety of the blame. But man, if this was how the relaunch started off, we could have really had something. Apex Legends is probably one of the worst monetization schemes out there, but it lasted so long because it nailed the fundamentals at the start. Colin did say on Twitter, quote, so you announced the game was shutting down, but then fixed the thing that made the players quit. What? We'll see what happens. Now we go to the esports corner, because Disguide Toast will be hosting the Marvel Rivals Creator Cup. Now, Disguide Toast was one of the biggest Hearthstone players up on Twitch, but now, since he's a part of a organization that will play some esports, well, he's going to be doing the Marvel Rivals Creator Cup, and that'll be today at 7 p.m. EST. So that'll be done later tonight. There'll be 36 streamers battling out. See who's be the last one standing. Good luck to them. And we get out of the corner and we see that Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 has hit the top of the sellers list on Steam. Interesting. Well, that game, according to VG247, did release yesterday. And top sellers on the first day had some peak concurrent players. And that was 159,351. That's pretty good for a historical RPG, yes sir. Now the original Kingdom Come Deliverance peaked at 96,069 players, and the game did have a pretty good review. Well done, Xbox. You can find it on Xbox and Steam. Oh, by the way, if you play League of Legends, just know that Esports Insider said that you can get the Arcane Season 2 soundtrack this spring. No date, no solid date for it, but it's coming. For all you baseball fans out there, GG Mania did reveal MLB The Show gameplay trailer, and it looks pretty good. If you want to see it, it's up on YouTube. But just know that San Diego Studios did say the game will be available for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S, and Switch on March 18th. And it's getting close to baseball season. Boys, summer coming. But that's not one of the games that are on sale. No. GameSpot said that you can get some games on sale. One of them will be The Immortals of Avium. It's Humble Bundle. So you can take a look at it if you want. It's part of Humble Bundle Choice. 7 games or 8 games for $12. Go take a look at it. But when you're doing that, just know that this one will not be on sale anytime soon. The WWE 2K25 roster has been revealed. GameSpot.com did say it. Roman Reigns is on the cover. Cody Rhodes is there. So is CM Punk. Bayley. Liv Morgan. Damian Priest. Rhea Ripley. Undertaker. Jimmy and Jey Uso. Paul Heyman. Sami Zayn. Solo Sikoa. Jacob Fatu. Tama Tonga. Tangaloa. Uncle Howdy. Eric Rowan. Dexter Lumis. Joe Gacy. Nikki Cross. John Cena. Farewell Tour. Batista. Becky Lynch, Bret the Hitman Hart, Chyna, Dominic Mysterio, Rey Mysterio, Lita, Nia Jax, Rob Van Dam, Seth freaking Rollins, and Umaga are all there. And we are all here for you. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.